السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد وعلى المؤمنين حتى تقوم الساعة، آمين. I bear witness that there is no other God except Allah. Praise to Him and His Highness, who has sent His messengers out of mercy to humanity to guide them to the right path. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal and the final of messengers of Allah. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul and to the souls of his wives, his descendants, his companions, and the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today, brothers and sisters in Islam, is about a believing man from the Pharaoh family who concealed his faith. رجل مؤمن من آل فرعون يكتم إيمانه. And the story of this man, may Allah please with him, be pleased with him, is in Surah Ghafir, verses 21 to 46. Surah Ghafir is chapter 40 of the Holy Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the context of the story is to comfort Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam, who was given a very hard time by the Quraysh non-believers at the beginning of Da'wah, to the extent that they were about to kill him near Al-Kaaba one day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again is comforting him, telling him, you just tell the da'wah, just educate. Don't worry about the results. And as it, through him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is renewing this to us until the day of judgment, that we should care about educating ourselves, educating our families, our friends, our communities, but we shouldn't be sad and kill ourselves if people do not listen or somebody. Just keep trying. That's really the context of the story. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Quraysh non-believers at that time, at that level, who are you? You were you are not as strong as the Pharaoh regime, the Pharaoh kingdom. They were stronger with a great army. Actually, the first human written civilization is the ancient Egyptian civilization, with armies and with buildings that we still see them until today. Thousands upon thousands of years ago, the Egyptians built these temples or their palaces, and we still see them, while Quraysh people did not really at that time, they were humble little village actually. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أولم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين كانوا من قبلهم كانوا هم أشد منهم قوة وآثارا في الأرض فأخذهم الله بذنوبهم وما كان لهم من الله من واق. This is verse 21 of Surah Al-Furqan, Surah Ghafir, chapter 40 of the Holy Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting the Quraysh non-believers and all non-believers until the Day of Judgment. Why are you so arrogant? And you think of yourself as big and strong? You are not as strong as the story I'm going to tell you about the Pharaoh and his kingdom. And if you don't listen, then you will be punished like they were punished. In verse 22, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانَتْ تَأْتِيهِمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَكَفَرُوا فَأَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهُ إِنَّهُ قَوِيٌّ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. In these ancient ummas or communities or nations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never punish before sending messengers. But if people do not believe, then they expose themselves, subject themselves to his strong punishment. Then the ayat from 23-27, we have a dialogue, a conversation between Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt at that time, who did not believe. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا وَسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. We have sent Musa, peace be to him, with our ayat, our signs, and our miracles, in order to convince the Pharaoh that he is a messenger of Allah. To whom did he send him? إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَقَارُونَ فَقَالُوا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just mentioning the Pharaoh, the king. He is mentioning his prime minister. Because the king is the symbol, or the president in these days, a symbol of a nation. But the prime minister is the one who executes policy. Not only that, and he specified the wealthiest person at that time, Qarun, Karen in English. And the three of them did not believe what Musa alayhi salam told them, and they said, he's just a liar, magician, sahirun kadhab. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا قَالُوا اقْتُلُوا أَبْنَاءَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ وَاسْتَحْيُوا نِسَاءَهُمْ وَمَا كَيْدُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ. Then, first they did not believe him. You're just a liar, magician. But he gave them signs, the nine signs the Quran talking about, like flood and frogs and blood, etc. And the biggest one is the stick. He throw it and it is a huge snake swallowing the fake snakes of other magicians. So this is really not work of a human being, not work of magician. Still they did not believe. Here we're talking about arrogance. You know that this is real, and still you resist reality. That's arrogance. Not only that, they said, let's kill the boys of the Israelites and keep the women and girls to serve us and use them. In this way, just one generation and they will go extinct. They will be gone. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, their kaid, their plot is misguided. They could not achieve it. Then the Pharaoh even went further in his arrogance. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ ذَرُونِي أَقْتُلُ مُوسَى وَلْيَدْعُ رَبَّهُ إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَنْ يُبَدِّلَ دِينَكُمْ أَوْ أَنْ يُظْهِرَ فِي الْأَرْضِ الْفَسَادِ. Then Pharaoh, the Pharaoh said, now I'm going to kill Moses. And let him just call his Lord. If he is true messenger of Allah, then let his Lord protect him. I'm going to kill him. Because if I don't, then he would lure you. He will tempt you. He's speaking to the Egyptians listening to him, or to the court people listening. If I don't do that, then he will dissuade you, take you away from the way we do your religion, or worshipping at that time statues and several gods. And this would lead to corruption of the land. So he showed his intention. So Musa, peace be to him, replied, وَقَالَ مُوسَى إِنِّي عُذْتُ بِرَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مُتَجَبِّرٍ إِنِّي عُذْتُ بِرَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مُتَكَبِّرٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِيَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ. You wanted me to ask my Lord? I will ask him. I seek refuge with my Lord and your Lord from the vengeance or the evil deeds of the arrogant person who doesn't believe in the Day of Judgment. Because if he believes in the Day of Judgment, this is accountability. He would not do that. So this is the general context. So we have Musa, peace be to him, inviting for the sake of Allah. The Pharaoh is rejecting, not only that, wants to kill him. Then Musa asked for his Lord to protect him. You can imagine a scene in the court, in the palace of the king of Egypt. Here we have the story of the believer. One person, and the Mufassirun, the interpreter, said it's his cousin, one of his cousins. Actually, in his palace, his wife was a believer in the first place, the Pharaoh's wife. But this is his cousin, and nobody knew that he was a believer. And you may wonder, believing, how could they believe before the Ba'tha of Musa, before Musa's mission? How come there were believers in Egypt? Of course there were. Earlier, Sayyidina Yusuf, alayhi salam, was the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who preached Islam in Egypt, and a lot of Egyptians were Muslims as a result of following Sayyidina Yusuf. Wallahu a'lam, before Yusuf also there are arguments, Idris, although I'm not sure about that, but at least at the time of Musa there were believers in Egypt, Muslims, and among them that the Pharaoh could not imagine, that's his cousin. And there is a hadith about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, and it's a good hadith, narrated by Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, inna min a'zam al-jihadi kalimatu 'adlin 'inda sultanin ja'ir. The best kind of jihad, of struggle, is when you tell the truth in front of a dictator, an oppressor, ruler, who rules by decree actually. And that was what the Pharaoh's cousin did. He was not afraid for his life, and he told the truth. So let's listen what he said. This is ayah, verse 28 of Surah Ghafir. وقال رجل مؤمن من آل فرعون يكتم إيمانه. أتقتلون رجلا أن يقول ربي الله وقد جاءكم بالبينات من ربكم، وإن يك كاذبا فعليه كذبه، وإن يك صادقا يصبكم بعض الذي يعدكم، إن الله لا يهدي من هو مسرف كذاب. Wow, you can just imagine these days if somebody would say this in front of the ultimate ruler who rules by decree. The ayah says, a believer from the family of Pharaoh, concealing his faith until that moment. He said, so the Pharaoh said, I'm going to kill Musa. He was concealing his faith until this point. He couldn't keep quiet. He had to speak out. And he said, are you going to kill a man with all his fault is to say, Allah is my Lord? What's his sin? What's his fault? He's saying, Allah is my Lord. And he came to you with signs, with miracles actually. That's one thing. So, or two, he said, a man, you kill a man just for his faith, or saying, Allah is my Lord. Second, he gave you proofs that he is the messenger of Allah. Third, you are saying that he is a liar magician. Let's assume that. إِنْ يَكُ كَاذِبًا فَعَلَيْهِ كِذْبُ. If he is a liar, he is a loser alone. وَإِنْ يَكُ صَادِقًا يُصِبْكُمْ بَعْضُ الَّذِي يَعِدْكُمْ. But if he was telling the truth, you will win with him. You will get what he is promising. God's content and happiness, and consequently, your destination in Jannah, inshallah. So, what are you doing there? And if you continue, that's the meaning, in your arrogance, Allah will misguide those who are musrif, excessive in bloodshed, because they were killing the babies, and excessive in arrogance, rejection of faith. And you look, always link what the Quran tells you with what's happening in our world. A lot of bloodshed, a lot of arrogance, rejection. The three famous interpreters, Ibn Kathir, Al-Qurtubi, and Al-Tabari, mentioned that something similar to this happened to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام at the beginning of Da'wah in Mecca. And one day the Quraysh non-believers were really talking about him. How is he disrupting their life and their thinking and their worship of their statues, idols. Then he appeared, عليه الصلاة والسلام. He came. Oh Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, are you saying this and that about our gods? He said yes. And they were about to kill him. Then Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu entered. And he was, I assume he wasn't Muslim yet. And he used the words of this ayah. I don't know whether this ayah was already revealed, but the Mufassirun, the three interpreters, said he used the same word. أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَن يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. What's his sin? He's just saying Allah is his Lord. You are killing him for that? And he really sided with the Prophet ﷺ, protected him at that day. Now we go back to the story, the Pharaoh's cousin, the mu'min, who is no longer concealing his faith. Now he is defending Musa عليه السلام. He said, يا قوم لكم الملك اليوم ظاهرين في الأرض فمن ينصرنا من بأس الله إن جاءنا. Oh my people, still talking to the ministers and high-ranking officers and the court of Pharaoh. And they are relatives, usually. Until today, we see in royal families, they really take most of the jobs in the nation. So when they are sitting in the inner circle of rulers, are really family. And he said, my people, you are ruling over Egypt. You are really the lords of the land. You are dominant. What do you want more? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish you, who is going to help you? قال فرعون ما أريكم إلا ما أرى وما أهديكم إلا سبيل الرشاد. So Pharaoh, his cousin Pharaoh, answered him. So he did not listen really. He said, this is my opinion. I see it that this man is going to disrupt our life, corrupt the land, and this is the right path. That again, killing him, finishing. It didn't stop him, the believer. Didn't stop him. So he answered the Pharaoh back. وَقَالَ الَّذِي آمَنَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ مِثْلَ يَوْمِ الْأَحْزَابِ. Oh my people, I am afraid that the punishment of Allah will happen to you like it happened to the people who rejected the messengers of Allah before. And again, it tells you he is not just a believer, he is educated. He knew about what he meant. The ayah 31 says, who are they? مِثْلَ دَأْبِ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَعَادٍ وثمود والذين من بعدهم وما الله يريد ظلما للعباد. The punishment will happen to you like it happened to the people of Nuh, who spent 950 years among them preaching. And Allah told him, Nuh, they are not going to believe anymore. Oh, please God, just give me another chance. He gave him all the chances until Nuh himself said, oh, I give up, just punish them. وعاد after Nuh, then and their prophet Hud, then Thamud and their prophet Saleh, with showing them miracles of Allah, asking them to be good in this life and listen, and still they did not listen, they were punished. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. And we know from the whole Quran, Madian and Shu'aib, may Allah be pleased with him, and we know Lut and his people and the punishment that happened to them. And Allah finished this ayah like always said, وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعِبَادِ. Allah will never do injustice to people. We are his creation. He loves us. He wishes if we do the right thing. Then the believer continued, Pharaoh's cousin, ويا قوم إني أخاف عليكم يوم التناد. Oh my people, I'm afraid that you will go to the day of Tanad, that day of calling. The interpreter said, one interpretation is the horrible, horrendous circumstances in the last day will oblige people to run away from each other, but everyone would remember a son, a daughter, a cousin, and they would call, are you safe? Are you okay? Because the land, the earth will be shaken. In another interpretation of Yawm al-Tanad, that the people in Jahannam wal-Iyadu billah, and people in Jannah, they would be calling each other. Have you gotten what Allah has promised you? The people in Jannah said, yes, we have gotten it. Everything is great here. How about you? Have you gotten what Allah has promised you? And they said, yes, everything is bad, for example. And he is warning his people, the court, the family, be careful, this may happen to us. يوم تولون مدبرين ما لكم من الله من عاصم ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد. In يوم التنعت, in the last day, you would be running. Running from the punishment, it's in front of you. Fire, running away from it. But where are you running? There is no place that would protect you or shield you. And Allah, and the ayah finishes, and Allah will misguide those who don't want to believe. And this is an important issue throughout the Holy Quran, that when you think about it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never do injustice to anybody, including misguidance. And it's always those who reject the faith, then He misguides their work so they do not hurt the believers. But He would not misguide anybody to be unfaithful. No, first they are kuffar. First they are rejecting the faith, the non-believer. Then He misguides their work, their evil work. And He continues, the believer from Ali Fir'aun, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ يُوسُفُ مِنْ قَبْلُ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَمَا زِلْتُمْ فِي شَكٍّ مِمَّا جَاءَكُمْ بِهِ حَتَّى إِذَا هَلَكَ قُلْتُمْ لَنْ يَبْعَثَ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ رَسُولًا كَذَلِكَ يُضُلُّ اللَّهُ مَنْ هُوَ مُسْرِفٌ مُرْتَابٌ. And Yusuf, remember, Yusuf came to you with a message from Allah. And He gave you bayinat, and the famous story of Yusuf alayhi salam predicting 7 years of famine, and he said to the king, if you listen to my advice, we need the coming 7 years, we need to grow wheat and whatever we eat and store it, so we will rescue the nation from starvation, not only in neighboring countries, actually not only Egypt. So these were bayinat. And still, they were in doubt after his death. So as long as he is in front of them, they were believing. After he went, then after he passed away, then they said, okay, he died, and Allah will not send another messenger. Well, this is one. That's the idea coming here. And whoever musrifun murtab, murtab doubtful of Allah and His messages. And Musrif is excessive in bloodshed and excessive in rejection. No matter you try to persuade him, coming to him from the right and the left, a piece of advice, a smile, anecdote, is still arrogant. Then his kaid, his plot, his evil deeds would be misguided by Allah. Allah would disobey. And in this takes us in 36 verse 36, وقال فرعون يا هامان ابن لي صرحا لعلي أبلغ الأسباب أسباب السماوات فأطلع إلى إله موسى وإني لأظنه كاذبا وكذلك زين لفرعون سوء عمله وصد عن السبيل وما كيد فرعون إلا في تباب. Fir'aun, in another degree of resistance to the faith, he said, okay, he talked to his prime minister, Haman, build me a tower. I want to look up to see if there is really God. And I want to see if Musa is telling the truth. Then in Surah Al-Qasas, chapter 28, verse 33, we know what kind of building it is really. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرِي. Fir'aun is telling his people, I don't know, oh people, I don't know anybody who is your Lord other than me. He declared himself God. And فَأَوْقِدْ لِي يَا هَامَانَ عَلَى الطِّينِ فَاجْعَلْ لِي صَرْحًا لعلي أطلع إلى إله موسى وإني لأظنه من الكاذبين. And he asked Haman, أوقد لي يا هامان على الطين. So it was really an Egyptian invention from the ancient civilization that they would bring the mud, then they would burn it in fire, and it becomes solid, strong. That would allow them to play several stories, actually. So he asked his prime minister, build me a tower like that, so I want to get up and see the Lord of Musa, alayhi salam. And I think he is not telling the truth. He is just a liar, again insisting. وقال الذي آمن يا قوم اتبعوني أهدكم سبيل الرشاد. And then the believer never budged, never backed down. Again, O people, my family, listen to me, follow me. I am guiding you to the right path. يا قوم إنما هذه الحياة الدنيا متاع وإن الآخرة هي دار القرار. Oh my people, this life here is a test, just little things. But the real destination, the real reward is the other, the hereafter. And in verse 41, وَيَا قَوْمِ مَا لِيَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاةِ وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ. I am calling you for the best for you to Jannah, and you are calling me, you want me to agree with you to kill this man, so we go to the hellfire together. And the end, verse 45, he said, may Allah be pleased with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about him. فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا وَحَاقَ بِآلِ فِرْعَوْنَ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from their plot against him. He dared to speak against the king who declares himself as God. But still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from their plots to punish him. And one interpretation was that he really joined Musa and the Israelites, and he was rescued while the army and the Pharaoh were drowned. It is a very telling, compelling story when you compare it to what's happening in life around the world today. And if anything, it's really, we should speak up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of that. I'm not saying put yourself in jeopardy. But whenever there is something that really begs for your intervention, say something. Say a good word. Say an advice. Maybe somebody is waiting for you to tell that word. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who would listen to the Holy Quran and follow it, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is close, answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيبك وحبيب رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددت ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
straighten the line and complete. Allahu Akbar. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام